Hey everybody, it's the 23rd of January, and we're almost a whole month in to the 2021 Prayer Challenge. If you missed some days, that's okay. You don't feel like you have to go make them up, though you may want to go back and look at some of those topics. Today, I want you to get your prayer list back out again. And I want you to look at the people that you're praying for, family members and friends and whoever you're putting on your list. And I want you to think about doing something as you pray for these people daily, even if we don't talk about it during our prayer time. I encourage you that when you get your phone out or your computer, wherever you listen to these guided prayers, that you have your notebook right there and you look at that each day, that you pray each day, even after we get done with ours. And then I would like you to consider putting a star or some kind of symbol when one of those things you've been praying for is answered. I did this one year when I first started ministry. I probably did this 17 years ago. And I spent an entire year praying over a list every day. I added to it during the year. And I looked back and I started to put stars. I think I put triangles by the prayers that were answered by God. And I looked back. And sometimes when I felt like, gosh, God doesn't even answer my prayers, I looked back and saw how many things God had worked in those things I had prayed for. Not that it was all in my power, but I know that God wants me to pray, and sometimes He gives us the blessing of knowing that He has answered our prayers. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And let's stand on that promise today, remembering that even when we feel like God's not hearing it or answering it in right away or in our time, that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So I encourage you to focus on that righteousness part. Lord, what is it in me you want to grow? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the list of people that you have helped us to create, and we commit to praying for them constantly, Lord. We thank you that sometimes you're going to give us the blessing as we go through this year of seeing miraculous things happen, answered prayers, little things and huge things. And Lord, let us not forget that you hear our prayers. Lord, I pray for my friends today. I pray that you'd walk with us through this day, that you would just move in mighty ways. Lord, that we would just have a shine about us, that people notice. We don't want people to notice us for our gifts and what we have. We want them to notice on the gift giver. And Lord, that's you, and we give you so much thanks. Grow us, Lord. Remind us throughout the day today to pray to you, even if it's a few words here and there, a few words of thanks. We love you, Lord. Be with us today in Jesus' name. Amen.